more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Quite right, too. Hey, we have now. Welcome to Lincoln Inspired. It's another sensational show in which we'll be featuring the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society, KAODS, with their very own Ben Atkinson. Ben, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. And we've got, even more wonderfully, if that's possible, equally as wonderful, Jill Hart from Linden Books. Welcome back, Jill. How are you?
Very well, Alex.
Splendid. Now, we had hoped to do a little mini review of the first show that I effectively meant curtain up at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. But Tessa Snart is holding back. She's going to reveal that on the midweek drive later on today. She's otherwise occupied, but she was seeing the grand event, of course, which was Arthur, Michael Moore Pogo's Arthur, on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Setting the scene, really, warming the act for the fantastic musical based on the book by Geoffrey Lane, with music and lyrics by David Yazbek, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical. Ben, this is, I mean, we're a week away, 7 days, 168 hours before this emerges. Are you excited?
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited. This is the point where we kind of don't know if we're coming or going, because we're going into, you know, every night rehearsals, tech rehearsals, dress rehearsals. We've moved on from rehearsing the thing. We just sort of are on autopilot now, I think.
The standard you set with last year's fantastic sister act, the award-winning sister act, let's be honest, NODA, yes, which of course stands for
National Operatic and Dramatic Association,
actually awarded the joy of sister act the best musical award, Jill. Mm-hmm. Best musical.
That's amazing.
So yes, you see, you know, once you've set that standard, hence the reason you're saying this year had to be a musical, preferably a comedy, and possibly based on a movie as well.
Yes. Yeah, we set ourselves those that guidance when we decided on doing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, yeah.
And that's the sort of line that's coming through with that. So we're going to talk through how it's developed, how it's worked through, and so on and so forth as we proceed. But KAODS itself, 65 years. I mean, you don't look a day over 75, man. You know, it's very good. You're looking very good for that, isn't it, Jill?
Wearing well.
Wearing well, exactly so. Again, a classic sort of zone from that. Share with us a little bit about the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society.
Okay, so we've been a society in Lincoln for, well, as you say, 65. This will be our 66th year. So 1950, we were founded. We're called the County Operatic and Dramatic Society, as opposed to the Lincoln Operatic and Dramatic Society.
It's so confusing. They're Layods or KAODS?
Yes, exactly. Layods are more to do with, in the day, it was, I guess, the city operatic, and then we were more for the city and the county. But, I mean, what's in a name sort of thing nowadays? But, no, we've been doing this for 66 years at the Theatre Royal, give or take a couple of years when we've been elsewhere. We did a performance a couple of years ago, 2014, in the nave of the cathedral, which was lovely. We've done a couple of concerts, but mostly every year in the autumn we have been at the Theatre Royal, as was in the new Theatre Royal as it is now. And, as you say, last year we won an award. It was our first award in our history, actually, for Sister Act, so that was really nice. We've been nominated a few times in the past, but never won, so that was really nice. And I got to go along with a couple of other members of the committee to the awards celebration event, which was at Loughborough Town Hall. So that was really, really nice.
Fantastic. We're going to get some name checks as well. Hopefully. So hopefully you got a few names around, because I'm very much of the opinion that you work as a team. You need to mention those teams. I know there'll be a whole range of folk that we can't sort of remember everybody who's actually there. But we'll have a little, what do you think, Jill? A little sample, a little medley of some of the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels team. Would you just set this was a kind of live on location piece that you brought along today. So it's opening up in all sorts of ways. We'll about 2 or 3 minutes of sheer joy from DRS, courtesy of KAODS.
I've found a world I've never seen before. Now I know where I belong. A life of taste and class, with culture and sophistication pouring out my ass. What do I want? I want this. I want this. Ah. I want this. I thought I had a real gift, that Penny and he gripped. But Freddy's getting ready now to give his life a lift. I'm tired of being a chump, I wanna be like Trump. 200 pounds of caviar in one gigantic lump. Give me
great big stuff,
nothing crass or crappy.
Great big stuff. very happy.
Ooh, just a teeny tiny taste of the Lawrence Jameson makes his lavish living by talking rich ladies out of their money. Freddie Benson, more humbly, swindles women by awakening their compassion with fabricated stories about his grandmother's failing health. Jill, this is rich stuff.
It sounds brilliant.
What were we just listening to, Ben?
You were listening to Great Big Stuff, which is the opening song sung by Freddie. So not the opening song from the show, but it's his first appearance, his first big number where he kind of happens to find Lawrence in his villa. He's got all this money. He's decked himself out with rich pieces of art and all that kind of thing. And Freddie's going, I want this. This is what I want. And so goes into that song, Great Big Stuff, about all the things that he will buy when he gets his swindled money.
Sister Act, just looking briefly back at last year, it was quite an ambitious project. I mean, most people would know the Whoopi Goldberg movie and then would have thought, well, what are we going to do with respect to that? And when that was first suggested, did you sort of grasp on that and said, yes, we're going to go with this?
We did. It was much like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in that we were one of only a handful of societies that did that show at the time. Mm. We had to apply for a special license, so we got in there quick and did that. We were actually really worried that it wouldn't sell as well as it did, because obviously, as you say, it's based on a film, but all the music is different because they couldn't use in the film. They used a lot of pop songs and songs that were in the public consciousness, but they couldn't use those in the musical for obvious reasons, rights and licenses, etc. So they rewrote the entire score, and actually we were amazed by how many people came and supported it because they knew the story. And they weren't too worried about the songs being different. And it was very kind of, it was soul music, it was jazzy, it was, you know, it kept people on their feet the whole time. So that was really great.
It's the New Lincoln Theatre Royal, or New Theatre Royal Lincoln. We were there at the press night, we were not, Jill?
It was wonderful.
And even then, it just won. And indeed, we were very impressed with the full cast of the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society. And on the video that we saw, we were privileged to actually see. Yeah. It was, I mean, I just felt, between yourself, the pantomime, it's just very exciting. I mean, actually, it is. What are your thoughts on the newly refurbished New Theatre Royal Lincoln Theatre?
It is beautiful. We've seen the pictures actually on our Facebook page. We shared them on there, and I can't believe the difference, you know, because they're showing before and after pictures. And we've been in there, I've been in there since I moved to Lincoln in 2010, so I've had 5 years of working in the old theatre, and just the bar area and the front of the theatre is just beautiful now. It's back to how it probably was before, how it should be, you know, the red and the gold, well, how a theatre should be.
Even better, though, because they've got a wonderful mix and match between new technology with wonderful flat screens all over the place, lovely bar systems there. They've got the teddy bears that are in place. There's a homely, welcoming feeling that, you know, I think actually will pay dividends because, you know, people have sort of got that sort of thing. I mean, Jill, your initial thoughts on the...
Yes, it was... I remember going to the theatre. I didn't go to the old theatre for quite a while, and for no real decision reason, I just didn't. And we went to the press night and just sort of stood there looking down at all the crowds and all the red and all the nice sparkly chandeliers and everything. And I just stood there and thought, oh, I've missed this. And I think Lincoln has missed that. And I think it will take it to heart.
And
take
it's back
it to heart.
In force now, of course, the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, adding to the wonderment that is, of course, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the Drill Hall, all those other wonderful places, etc. We're going to find out about Linden Books in a matter of moments and how Paul Money connects together with a whole heap of other fine folk as far as book things are concerned.
tranquility of solitude. Get no care in traveling on buses. Read no graffiti of our slash seat of fares. That's for you, that's
Linda Porter, Paul Money, Anthony Lee, John Fox and Ben Kane. Although if you're listening to the Inspired on Air on a Thursday or after via podcast or in other mechanisms, you would probably not catch Ben Kane because Ben Kane is on today, Wednesday the 19th of October, Jill.
Yes, this evening, yes. We're looking forward to that very much.
Really impressed once again with how Linda Books always gets in the great writers to do various sessions and a whole heap of goodies because you've had some stars already this year.
We have. It's been a great season, really. And we've got a good punch at the end with sort of a lot of events in the last couple of months. But this evening's with Ben is going to be fabulous. He is on his way up to Harrogate History Festival. And he's going to come into the shop and do a very select event with us this evening. He writes Roman fiction. We've got a new series on the go, two paperbacks. The Hunting the Eagles is the latest book. Eagles at War was the one before. He's a very good speaker. He's passionate about all things Roman. And I have a hint that he might be coming along either with a bit of kit or with a sharp pointy thing, or he's a great listen to. So if anybody's interested in the Romans, I'm not thinking about that
okay.
one.
Oh, fair no, enough, that's no, okay. No. I just wanted to raise that sort of point.
If anybody's free this evening, we've still got just one or two tickets.
I was going to say probably just literally that. I mean, four English pounds, which also gives you a glass of wine or soft drink. That can't be bad, Ben, can it?
No,
very good.
I'm kind of wishing I didn't have rehearsal tonight.
It's going to be fun.
Always a challenge. Moving on, next week, of course, the 25th of October, Linda Porter comes along. Again, a historical aspect.
Yes.
Royal Renegades, the Children of Charles I, and the English Civil Wars.
Yes, we always do very well with straight history events rather than historical fiction or anything to do with history, really. I think Lincolns are very interested in history.
I was saying Karen Maitland is a spot on person. If only she hadn't left the area.
I know.
It's time she returned.
I have got a little bit of news for that later, Alex. Yes, but Linda has written a book about the English Civil War. We did think this is going to be a really nice event for us in the city because we are a little, I hate to say this, a little tiny bit tutored out lately. So it's going to be rather nice to have a different historical period. And I'm reading the book at the moment and it is a period I don't know that much about. And it's going to be a very interesting event indeed. And we're going to be doing that in the collection. And so we'll be there next Tuesday, the 25th of October at 7 o'clock. There are still tickets available, both with ourselves and at the collection. So, yes, again, if you're looking for something to do on a cold, miserable night, come along and have a bit of history.
And Linda, of course, a regular contributor to BBC History magazine, History Today. I suppose we're Stuarted, aren't we, really? I mean, if you move from the Tudors, you're into the Stuarts, and
yes,
the different periods,
yes,
etc. Before too long, we'll be talking about the Hanoverians, and then the Battenbergs and the Windsors, and who knows where we're happening.
Who knows where we'll
exactly
be.
I mean, it'll be Dame Jill Hearts. That'll be what will be happening. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Given your extraordinarily busy lifestyle, Ben, and obviously rehearsals and the work that you do, the excellent work with the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society, did you ever get a chance to check out some of the other great artistic events like
I try to. Yeah. I'm lucky in respect that I'm self-employed, so I can go to different bits and pieces that are going on, which is nice. I'm kind of wishing I didn't have so many rehearsals this next week or so, but maybe after the show's over I can come in. Because I didn't actually know that you did these events.
We do. I think we're a fairly new bookshop. We're 2.5 years and a bit more now. But
beyond the terrible twos, Jill.
Definitely. But I think one of the things that's important in independent bookselling and bookselling in general is to get the author and the reader together The whole process, we need bookshops. In order to have bookshops, we need both ends. And getting the two together makes for some very interesting and magical moments.
So allowing for the fact that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels runs from the 26th of October through to the 5th of November, you'd probably be just in time for The Delights of Anthony Lee on Tuesday the 15th of November, but would have to say not this time round to our ace astronomical genius and guru extraordinaire, Paul Money, on Saturday the 29th of October.
Yes, the wonderful Paul's got his
Actually, 11 to 1pm, yeah, so is there a matter? yes, you could squeeze
just
in both.
The matinee.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, a double whammy then. Jill?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows Paul Money. He is the county's favourite astronomer.
He is the Paul Money.
He is the astronomer.
He's on the money
Yorkshire.
In every sense of the word.
He's great. And he's produces the night scenes brochure, little book, every year, which tells you what to look at in the night sky month to month. And it's always really desperately waited for. And so 2017 is now in the shops as I speak. So we've got it in the shop.
He might well have something to say about the Mars mission as well, I would have thought.
He will have all sorts to say. But he's not doing a formal talk, but he will be along to talk to anybody with an interest in the night sky. He's great at talking to young people and inspiring them. So he's going to be with us between 11 and 1 o'clock. On Saturday the 29th.
And from the skies, which of course as we look at the stars we are looking backwards in time, or can be, at how the light actually comes to us, we can go further back in time to Roman Lincolnshire.
Great links, Alex.
Yeah, well, I did work on this. You know, I thought the rehearsals paid dividends. You know, those several kind of practices that we actually went through and the whole thing. Yes, the 15th of November, day after Prince Charles' birthday, actually.
And we have got, that week, we've nearly got a mini festival because we've got three events that week, which is fabulous. So the 15th, Anthony Lee is going to be talking about the treasures of Roman Lincolnshire. I'm sure many people will know Anthony. He's the curator at the museum, at the collection. Mm-hmm. I've heard him give sort of lunchtime lectures and things like this. He's great. He's very enthusiastic. And he's written his own book, which is brilliant, all about Roman Lincolnshire. So he's going to be coming along at 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th of November for a small, again, small select in-shop event. So tickets are being...
Boutique.
Yes, definitely. Tickets are going very quickly. They will be much sought after. So please come along and support Anthony. And that's sort of the end of the Roman theme for the moment. Then one.
What did they ever do for us, please? You
know? Not making of car parks. That's what we said, wasn't it, earlier?
Heavy political point, Jill. I obviously couldn't possibly comment. So carry on.
Yeah. So also that week, and one you haven't got on your list, Alex, because I've only just got it sorted out. We've got a lady returning to Lincoln called Alison Littlewood. On Friday the 18th of November at 7 o'clock, again in the shop. She came to us, I think, with a Lincoln Inspired a couple of years ago with a book called The Cold Season. And she has now got a new book out called The Hidden People. And it's going to be rather good for the time of year because it's a spooky Victorian murder mystery thriller. Ghostly.
Can't get enough of them. Those dirty, rotten Victorian scoundrels.
I know, but it's a great story, just right for the season. So we're going to have a very nice evening with her on Friday the 18th. Mm. And then that week, finishing off with a signing on Saturday lunchtime, 12 to 1, with John Fox, who's coming to give us another chance to pick up a dedicated copy of the beautiful Lincolnshire Landscapes books.
And not the former lead singer with Ultravox, I presume.
No.
Just wanted to clarify that because it could be more than Fox or Rat.
Not that I know. He may have hidden lights.
Are they paintings then in that?
This is a collection of photographs of the Lincolnshire landscape. He walked and worked the county for all of her working life. And this book is a beautiful big coffee table book. It's a labour of love, really. And it's proof that we're not just flat. And that if we are flat, the flat can be spectacular.
Of course, Ben, the other sort of shocker about this, as you can see from the book's Facebook site, is that they're already ready for the Christmas market.
That's keeping up with the Joneses, isn't it?
That's last year's picture.
Is that last year's picture? Actually, you're quite right.
We've got Halloween yet. We've got Halloween to do yet.
Well, Linden Books clearly updating Facebook, not prime sort of aspects of this particular aspect, but it'll happen. It'll all work. Great things. How can people get in touch with Linden Books and book tickets and so on?
Right. Well, they can either give us a call. Certainly, if it's the one for today, please do give us a ring on 01522 262 374.
Today being Wednesday, by the way.
Today being Wednesday, yes.
Tomorrow it will be Thursday, but it will be today as well.
It will.
Thank you.
Or you can call in the shop for the event at the collection, into the collection, or you can have a look on our Facebook page and get in contact with us through that.
a guitar. She was long and tall, she was the queen of them all. Light on her feet. We went up to her room and she lowered the boom. Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night.
Down below, they danced and sang in the street. While up above the wall was steaming with heat.
Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night. I was feeling no pain, feeling good in my brain.
Okay then, message got across there. Another little segment there from just a snippet, a smidgen of the dialogue from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical. Of course, as I say, based on the book by Geoffrey Lane, music and lyrics by David Yazbek, and the centrepiece extraordinaire of the second official production at the Lincoln New Theatre Royal, courtesy, of course, of the fabulous County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society. Yay! Looking at some of the sort of folk that we've actually got involved with this, I noticed that the society chairman, Andrew Wydrzyński.
Wydrzyński,
left you going to sort of just make a rough attempt at a sort of a Polish production from that point of view. So, must be quite excited about the whole thing as well. Is Andrew okay?
Yes. He is really excited. The thing is, obviously, as you can imagine, being chairman of any kind of amateur group
can be a bit like herding cats at times.
Yes, it's a thankless task, isn't it? And I know there's all of us on the committee, but Andrew is the one that heads it up and often takes on far too much work for his own good. But luckily for him, and nicely for him as well, in this production, he's also playing one of the lead roles. So he'll be playing Andre, who is the chief of police. He's a little bit corrupt, I won't say more than that, but he is Lawrence's second-hand man as such. And his man on the inside, I suppose. and he's a very, very comic character in this play. So it'll be great.
The founder, and as we like to refer to her, the godmother of Inspired on Air, is of course Sarah Bullimore. Mm-hmm. But adding to the work that Sarah has been doing with the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, you'd like to, I think, give a name check to our good friends Natalie and Mike, without whom, of course, yeah, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels would have had to go elsewhere.
They've been so supportive, yeah, and particularly as we are an amateur group and we're a local community group as well, all throughout the process since they took over the management of the theatre, they've been so supportive, and going forwards as well, you know, into next year and our plans that we're in discussions with now for what we're going to do next year, they're really supportive, so that's great.
We're going to find out a bit more about the cast. Let's have a little blast of the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels production. Nothing is too wonderful to do. Who was singing there then?
That is the character Christine Colgate, who is the American Soap Queen. You'll find out why she is the American Soap Queen if you come and see the show. But she is one of the ladies that arrives in town from America and is one of the women that Lawrence and Freddie set out to swindle. You played earlier on the little clip, which is the kind of centrepiece, the most important line, I think, in the whole show, where they set out their challenge. They will decide between the two of them to swindle somebody, a lady, out of $50,000. The first person to do it is the winner. The other person has to leave town. That is the premise of the show itself. Christine Colgate is one of the ladies that they attempt to swindle. And it goes on from there, and there is a really big plot twist at the end of the show. So I'm being vague on purpose.
Of course, some sort of toothpaste joke, but obviously I wouldn't, because that would be product placement. So let's just step away to that. Jill, does this appeal to you, good self?
I like musical. I like musical. I think anything with narrative appeals to me, and I've enjoyed many musicals over the years. I'm just saying how nice that the sort of the first big show following the family show with Arthur this week at the theatre is something that's got such a long history and connection with the theatre. It's exactly what it's there to be doing, isn't it?
It was almost completely by accident, but it's lovely that it has fallen that way, you know, because we have, as I say, apart from two or three years in our history, always been at the Theatre Royal. Now that it's the new Theatre Royal, it's great to be back there as well, and hopefully for many more years to come.
Yes.
And of course, fundamentally, there is an argument that says there's no such thing that happens by accident. Everything is planned out and laid out. It's as it's meant to be. You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
You can get along if you try to be strong, but you'll never be strong.
possibly just dedicated to Miss Colgate, Hall and Oates, A Rich Girl. It's Siren FM, the station you're listening to, Lincoln's First Community Radio Station, and it's Inspired On Air, our monthly programme, usually on the third Wednesday of every month, or whenever you're listening to it via podcast download, or indeed the repeat on a Thursday evening at 7. Marvellous. Jill Hart in the studio, doing fantastic duties. What's your official title at Linden Books, Jill? Because I've often said co-creator, co-wonderful welcome-inner. You know, what do you...
I'm a bookseller, Alex.
There you are.
That is what I've always aspired to be and would never aspire to be anything else.
Yeah. I just sort of qualify that by saying you are the bookseller, okay? Let's work our way through that process. And we're talking, obviously, with Ben Atkinson about the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the second production to have curtain up at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, or the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. We'll have to work on that scenario from that point of view. But
put new at the start and you'd be all right, I think.
Absolutely, exactly. So great stuff there. Some of the cast, would you like to share some names and sort of folk
yes,
who
indeed
might well be joining us in future weeks of Inspired On Air months
and
so on?
Yeah, we have our two leading men who have been with us for two or three years now. They started together, Christian Norton is playing Freddie Benson. He was with Chaos when he was about 16, 17, did a load of shows, went away, came back 2013 and played the lead role in Singing in the Rain and has been with us ever since. So he's playing Freddie Benson. His husband Ian will be playing the lead role of Lawrence Jameson in the show. As I said earlier, Andrew, our chairman, is playing Andre, and we've got a range of other people in different roles as well. The thing with this is it's our director is Janie Smith, who has worked with the Lincoln Cathedral production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Not the one this summer, the one last year, but we're lucky that our whole production team, choreographer, musical director, director and technical man as well, empresario even, they're all the team that worked on Jesus Christ Superstar, so they've got a wealth of experience in their different fields, and one thing that they've made really important about this production is that it's a company piece, so there is no leading man and principals and chorus,
an ensemble.
Yes, exactly.
That's very rich.
Everybody is equal, so that's
lots
that's
of
really
quick
nice
changes up and down the stage.
You're telling me,
it's
yes,
fantastic. Just been working through that whole process, it'll be wonderful. Tickets. Clearly, we need to sort of find out how people actually access these kind of things. I mean, I thought actually, I mean, looking at these, they're astounding. I mean, basically, circle stores, £17, £15, £11.50 in the upper circle. These are extraordinarily competitively priced.
Yes, we have to be. We like to think that we don't overprice anything here. Mm. I mean, listeners probably won't know, but the average amateur production for a society like us costs £40,000 to put on per year. Once you take into account the orchestra and the theatre cost and the licence that you pay a percentage to the licensee on every show you do, depending on how many audience members you have in there. So how many tickets you sell, the more tickets you sell, the higher the licence fee.
Which is why we'd say, as well as the ticket, buy the programme as well. You're supporting Chaos in every sense.
And it's I've put a lot of work into the programme, so yes, please buy it. But you can get tickets for the show. The best way to do that is to go to our website, chaos.co.uk/tickets. There's four options on there that you can use to purchase your tickets. You can download a booking form and post it off to us. You can call our direct box office phone number. It's an automated phone line, but you can leave a message and we'll sort your tickets out for you, give you a call back. That number is 08456 525 021. You can also book online if you want to, although you would get an extra fee there with credit or debit card payments that is charged by the ticket sellers as opposed to by us. Or if you want to pay with a cash payment or by cheque, you can go into the box office on Claskett Gate for the Theatre Royal.
There's always something rather nice about going into the box office and buying your tickets and walking out with them.
And you'll get to see
anticipation.
Yes, and you see everything else that's going on there as well. You know, you might just see another show that will take your fancy.
It's extraordinary. Coming up next, some more news about the fabulous work of Chaos, and maybe actually how people are actually maybe listening to this, or they might go and see the show, they might have seen Sister Act, they might have seen some of the other productions. How do folk actually get involved with
Indeed.
Chaos? Maybe a little bit of recruitment drive could go on.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
It's alright, it's not too scary. I just realised, actually, Jill, that effectively I had known Ben from when I was doing some joint marking of his audio production, media production.
Just saying, what a small world it is, Alex.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
There we are. And obviously he knows our fantastic co-host of Sound and Country Vision, Cameron Tilbury. These days, of course, not just living in Nashville, but also appearing in the series Nashville. Lots of five things there. You see, if Tessa Snart had been here, she would have made another country contact.
he's a lovely guy. He arranged some interviews for me when I was in Nashville 2011, studies out there. It was great.
We're still working on getting Tessa across from that routine, so it's all about the stuff. Anyway, we're not here to talk about other shows and other co-presenters and such. We're focusing on Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and, of course, Lyndon Books. Jill, any other sort of final things you'd say with respect to Lyndon Books? Because we mentioned, obviously, the highlights in terms of attending, but you can just drop in any case, shape, perform
you
and have
can.
A whole experience.
Lovely shop.
Yeah, thank you. It's we're enjoying it, which I think is the key thing to the whole process. And it's really nice to be in the independent world. It's nice to be in the Balegate area. It's very much a family feel up there and a community feel.
I think you benefit from being in a smaller shop as well, because when you walk in, do you know what I'm saying? When it's a bookshop and you've got books on all sides, I think I quite like that.
Yeah, and we can, because we're independent, we can choose exactly what we want to sell. We can choose exactly what we don't want to sell. And it's rather nice. And the conversations we have with people are wonderful. And that's what books should do. They should lead to real human contacts and conversations. And that's what it does.
I've always thought of books as being your own personal time traveling machines.
Definitely.
You go future, you go past. You can even give yourself a present.
Oh dear, Alex.
just work on these scripting things, tighten them up and so on. Let's move back to Dirty Rock and Scoundrels. We said 160 odd hours away from Curtain Up from that perspective. Oh, and we're counting, of course. But it is going to be wonderful. What do you think about the future? I mean, in terms of any thoughts about 2017? I mean, are we setting a trend now that we're looking at movies? I mean, the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, of course, back in the 1980s first emerged.
Yes. The process we go through as a society every year is we always present one or two. I mean, we had quite a large number of choices this year based on what we said about doing a movie-based musical, that kind of thing. We always present those in the spring to our membership, and they get to vote on which they would prefer to do. So actually, in terms of next year's show, we haven't had any discussions yet, but we do know we will be back in the autumn next year. Again, we don't have a date, but we will be back in the autumn, and we'll also be doing a very special one-off performance in the spring as well at the Theatre Royal.
And there's something wonderful about the fact that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels are nominated for 11 Tony Awards. Of course, it is the award-winning County Amateur and Operatic Dramatic Society that's won an award as well. So award-winning done and all sorts of things. You mentioned, of course, the music by David Yazbek. Known to many people for the Full Monty.
Yes, he wrote all the music for the Full Monty as well. He came in quite late to that. I think the first guy who was supposed to write the music dropped out, and they spoke to him, and the rest is history, as they say. But that's a great show, and so people will know that. And if you know that kind of music and enjoy that, you're going to expect something the same. It's really jazzy. There's not a dull moment in the show, I'll say. Every song is... I mean, there are the romantic elements, as you find in every musical, but, you know, mostly it's fun, it's upbeat. You know, you're going to laugh from one scene to the next, and you're going to leave the theatre humming the songs as well.
For all the family?
Yes, to an extent, I would say. So I mean, our
teeny young people,
say,
tiny
yes.
tots, not appropriate, but probably...
This show contains adult language and humour.
So you're That's looking at 12 plus, perhaps.
I
12
think so,
A,
yes.
If we're looking at in cinematic terms.
But it's all tongue-in-cheek, so you know.
Indeed. Jill, any particular film that you have read or book that you think, I wish they'd made a musical out of that?
Oh, goodness.
What's Gone with the Wind, the musical.
Spot now.
What are those? A musical.
Inspector Morse, the musical.
Eddie Griffiths, the musical.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I've been working for years on the notion of the musical version of Siren FM. I think it just
they could do anything, can't they? I know the most recent one to go in the West End, which I hope I'm going to see sometime before the end of the year, is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's just opened, doesn't it? With Tim Minchin writing that. Sometimes the things you never expect will be musicals get turned into
Three
musicals.
Men in a Boat.
The musical.
That would be fun.
Three Men and a Baby. It's just fantastic stuff. Coming up, finally, we'll be talking about ways in which you can get tickets for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We mentioned it again, just in case you missed it. You know, you might want to come back. You might want to play the podcast and sort the whole thing through from that perspective. To take us around to that, it's Noah and the Whale, Heart of Nowhere.
Inside the nighttime with a charcoal grin, the From Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Little trail ahead there. Because, of course, Ben, you also have a country music show as well.
I do, yes. There's that's just my little foray into radio.
Which is one of the reasons why we'll be going out with a fantastic choice from Sound and Country Vision and, indeed, Ben Atkinson with the sound of Jess and the Bandits and A Love Like That. But it's been a fantastic programme, already just teasing ahead to the events that are taking place at Linden Books, which is great, literary elements from that point of view. And as was once said, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. And to get onto the stage, of course, you can see the joys of the county. I knew I wouldn't get through the show without saying that. The County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society, KAODS, with a presentation of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal between the 26th of October and the 5th of November. What a wonderful, explosive night that will actually be. And tickets available from the box office, from online. You can go to facebook.com/KAODS. You can go to kaods.co.uk, kaods.co.uk. Sensational. Have you enjoyed your co-presentation on Inspired On Air?
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Will you be returning?
Yes, hopefully.
Well, the one thing which Jill probably has forgotten is we normally wrap up with a sort of final two words, a sort of anthem to sort of see us through the whole thing. Words basically being inspired, be or be inspired. We usually said in whichever order we actually work through, really. Normally Michael Blackburn looks after this, or Sarah, or one of the other team, but sometimes you just have to shake the ingredients up. So allowing for the fact that we've had a fascinating time looking through Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, and Linden Books, and to take us around to the end of this particular segment, can we actually leave with a resounding version of the farewell, the salutation, to sort of wrap up the actual show? So it is a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.
He still brings you flowers for no reason. Listens when you need to talk about your feelings. You know you can, 'cause he understands. He's there for your bad days when you're crying. He's the one that's always, always trying. Now you got a one foot out the door. You say you're looking for something more. Don't you know you got a love like that? What you want, you have. He's everything you need. Any fool can see. Give him a little more than you take before you break and tear it all apart. Oh, he loves you with all of his heart. Don't you know you gotta love like that? Don't know how lucky you are, taking it for granted what you got.
out of love.